streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, it's Wednesday. Could be our best Wednesday show ever. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, live in Los Angeles, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, we'll examine the new AFC, Antonio Brown Raiders, Le'Veon Bell Jets, Odell Beckham Browns. Will rank what I believe are the top 10 teams just in the AFC, because it's all the free agent stars are going to that side of the table. And Joy Taylor is joining me on a Wednesday. What a wild, crazy, nutty day yesterday.
I don't think I've ever experienced an NFL free agency like this before.
I haven't. I don't remember it.
Everybody's getting paid. Everyone's moving around.
It's great.
Changing future of franchises.
So we start with that.
Right.
Expectations are everything in life. If you make $100,000, that is double the national average, you are a success in your family. People will pat you on the back unless your dad is the CEO of a major company and sent you to multiple prep schools. Then you're kind of underachieving. Expectations are everything. Tell my kids that all the time, my daughter. What are your expectations for your life? Just try to meet them. Don't be unrealistic. Lofty, but not silly. This morning, Super Bowl contenders, Cleveland Browns. Oh, the temperature in the room has changed, my friends. Last year, Baker Mayfield comes in. They're 0-16, 3 picks, couple of games. Doesn't matter. Fun, loose, energy, juice. Oh, now he's got a Rolls Royce of offensive weapons. A Rolls Royce. New head coach that he picked. Star wide receiver who's going to want 14 targets. Tougher schedule. No more 3 interception games. By the way, I have no idea how good Freddie Kitchens is. Nobody in the league would have considered him for a head coaching job. He's been a coordinator 1 year. Coaching sort of matters in the NFL. Think I'm wrong? Who were the last 4 coaches left in the playoffs last year? Belichick, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, and Sean Payton. Yeah, they're pretty good. Expectations change everything. The Eagles, before they won a Super Bowl, were fun and loose. And then after they won a Super Bowl, you heard all these comments in the locker room. We're too fun and loose. Baker came off an 0-16 year. Three interception games, antics on the sideline. Man, he's energy. Oh, that's done. No more high-fiving each other because you finished third in the AFC North. And also, the bar has been set by young quarterbacks. Jared Goff, year two, playoffs. Mitch Trubisky, year two, won his division. Patrick Mahomes, year two, MVP. Andrew Luck, Deshaun Watson, year two, playoffs. Russell Wilson, year two, won a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz, year two, leading MVP candidate. By year two, no more rookie mistakes, no more nonsense, no more bad picks. And now Cleveland's being elevated to Super Bowl talk. The fun, loose, cocky kid isn't as funny and cute when he wrecks the Lamborghini. And this morning, I am reading that Baker Mayfield's odds to win the Super Bowl are greater than Carson Wentz, greater than Russell Wilson, greater than Big Ben, greater than Phillip Rivers, greater than Matt Ryan, greater than Cam Newton, greater than Andrew Luck. Oh, the temperature in the room, my friends, has changed. I mean, he has to win the division. Baltimore has lost four defensive starters. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't have a star running back or a star wide receiver. And Cincinnati's pathetic. Look at the primetime games they play next year. Rams and Seahawks do the Browns. At New England, at the Niners. Oh, this is going to be the most talked about, the most discussed. Baker Mayfield said, I'm dangerous. I feel dangerous. This team's got all sorts of dangerous with it. You got an ego with a GM who's controlling the coach. Odell Beckham reportedly is going to want a new deal to put him in the Antonio Brown stratosphere because AB got a new deal in Oakland. Baker Mayfield, expectations ramped up. Folks, expectations are what create anxiety. Again, you make $100,000, you are doubling the national average. But if your dad put you in prep schools for 6 years and he's a CEO of a major company, $100,000 just won't do. The owner in Cleveland, impatient. We've seen him bail on players. He's going to want wins. He's going to want them now. Odell Beckham's going to want targets, and he's going to want them now. I think Cleveland's all sorts of fun. And I think Cleveland is going to be offensively a blast to watch. I wish they were on Hard Knocks this year. But don't kid yourself. Expectations change everything. Cute and funny is not as cute and funny when you wreck the Lamborghini. It's all on Baker. Let me shift to this. I'm reading this morning that, the Steelers might as well be a lost cause. Antonio Brown dusting them off. Le'Veon Bell refused to play. This team's in big trouble. Pittsburgh is done. Let me ask you, what are the things I've been talking about at this network and the other network? What are the four things in football that matter? Owner, GM, coach, and quarterback. The Steelers have a better owner than Cleveland, a better quarterback than Cleveland, and a better coach than Cleveland. General manager, both competent. You go ahead and bury the Steelers, but I'm going to remind you of a few things. Number one is, they've already got a number one receiver in place. And in my lifetime, no team in the NFL has drafted skill people better than Pittsburgh. They got all sorts of draft picks. They've already got Juju Smith-Schuster. They're going to be fine at wide receiver. Second thing is, don't you think it's fair to say that Mike Tomlin and Big Ben specifically will probably be a little motivated this year? Big Ben, like him or not, will have his greatest offseason wanting to prove, hey, I'm all good here. It was those guys. Number three is, the Steelers have the best offensive line in football according to Pro Football Focus. I've been saying this for years. It's almost impossible not to make the playoffs with the best offensive line in football. Last year, great lines, Saints, Eagles, Rams, Colts, Cowboys, they still have the best offensive line in their division easily. Oh, and by the way, the Steelers this morning are something they never are. Underdogs. My knock on the Steelers for years has been their lousy favorites. They play down to competition. They freeze in the headlights. Here's what the Pittsburgh Steelers never are. Doubted, mocked, laughed at, picked for third in their division. Am I wrong here, but they've got the best owner in the division, the best quarterback in the division, arguably the best coach in the division, and a very competent GM. You think Pittsburgh is going to disappear? By the way, the Steelers lost, what, six games last year? Six or seven. Five of their losses were one possession. They lost to good teams. They lost to the Saints and to the Ravens and to the Chiefs. This is a really good football team. They have 10 draft picks. They've got a Hall of Fame quarterback and a coach, and arguably the best owners historically in the National Football League. And they are going to be uniquely motivated, overlooked. A lot of eye rolls at the Steelers today. Man, did they get used by AB. They're not nearly as talented as Cleveland. My money, Pittsburgh Steelers win the division. You go ahead. You go ahead and bail on them. Go for it. Bail on the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I know what wins in this league, and it's not headlines. It's offensive lines. It's veteran coaches. It's Hall of Fame quarterbacks. It's good pass rushes. It's stability. It's not big spending during the free agency period. Go ahead, bail on the Steelers at your own peril.
Here's something interesting. Studies show that security systems deter burglars. It's a fact. But there's still a burglary every 8 seconds in America. How? Well, think about it. Do burglars give up because an individual house has a security system? Of course not. They just find another house that isn't protected. And that's why securing your home is truly a necessity. So let me recommend a brilliant security system built by our friends at SimpliSafe. They believe fear has no place in a place like home. They made their system really smart. Sensors protect every point of access. Doors, windows, garage, you name it. If a burglar did break in, an ear-shattering siren lets them know police are already on the way. Best of all, 24/7 monitoring at SimpliSafe is just $14.99 a month. And they'll never, ever lock you into a long-term contract. More than 3 million people already know how it feels good to fear less with SimpliSafe. Go with the only security system we trust, SimpliSafe. Get free shipping too and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to simplisafe.com/herd. SimpliSafe.com/herd.
All right, the very latest, Earl Thomas has signed for about $14 million a year with the Baltimore Ravens as Jay Glazer is joining us. Jay Glazer would not back down on Odell Beckham was going to be traded. Dave Gettleman, the GM of the Giants, came out and said we didn't sign him to trade him. And Jay Glazer said he is still on the trading block. They're taking calls. So yesterday, and that's why I stayed on it. I trusted Jay. I made my calls. I talked to OBJ. And congratulations, first of all. You took a lot of crap, and you would never back down. And the reason you wouldn't back down was?
Because I knew I was right. And that's the thing. If I'm going to put something out there, I'm only going to put it out if I know it's going to be accurate. And I keep saying I'd rather have, and I think I said it the other day, I'd rather be last on every story, but right on them all, than first on everything and right on 95% of them. If I say something on Fox NFL Sunday, it better be right. I want people to know that if I say it, as crazy or as outlandish as it may sound, if I say it, you could take it to the bank. I have a responsibility to our show, to our guys, and to the fans out there to make sure I get everything right. So even with this information, this has been going on for a while. I put it out as a prediction, but there was a lot that went on behind the scenes here. Look, during the year, teams called the Giants to try to trade for Odell. They got shut down basically at the top level. The ownership said, let's not do it.
Yeah.
Then they had meetings about a week before. Now I can say it here now. A week before I put my prediction out, Giants brass had a meeting, and they said, okay, we're all on board now. Time to move on from Odell. It's just, for them, it was just this marriage. It just, They went to counseling, you know, thought the counseling would work, ended up not working. They said, all right, let's just be friends and write each other postcards.
And by the way, this is information that Jay had been very giving to me, but why I kept bringing him on the show, because you had told me they had decided internally to move Odell Beckham, but they weren't going to say it publicly because he is wildly popular. By the way,
you told me you brought me on the show because of my good looks.
That was number two.
That was
actually
number two. Thank you.
All right. They got a first round pick. That'll be a starter. They got a starter in Jabril Peppers at safety for Landon Collins. They got a third round pick who should eventually become a starter. This morning, everybody is bailing on the Giants. It was a disaster, but to me, it was almost like they're acknowledging we are now a rebuilding franchise.
We messed up. I think what happened last year is they got Nate Solder. They brought in Saquon Barkley, and they're like, all right, we're going to be a contender. And there's a reason why they had their second pick of the draft a year before that, right?
They don't have a ton of players.
They don't have a ton of players. They don't really have the swagger you need in that locker room. I mean, every time there was a pity party last year, every time Eli missed something, receiver after receiver throw their arms up. It was just like, man, they need a culture change inside that locker room. And Pat Shurmur is trying to give them that culture change. And I do believe this is a big part in their eyes of changing the culture from what Odell had been in that crew to what they wanted to be, which is Saquon and the new crew coming forward.
Let's talk Le'Veon Bell Jets. Okay, first of all, the Jets had the second worst rated receiving core, the worst rated running back core. They have already upgraded with Crowder from Washington, a clever slot receiver. Le'Veon Bell's a home run hitter out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. They got a Pro Bowl guard from the Raiders. They've clearly said, and Adam Gase, by the way, is an offensive-minded guy. Le'Veon Bell rolled the dice, and he sat out a year. Do I know that he's happy today?
I don't think he won either.
I don't either.
Because that's $14 million you can never make back. We were always saying the big thing was with Le'Veon is he'd have to make up what he lost.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. And people would, I don't know how they're going to try and spin it with, well, you know, he got to rest for a year, his body free. No, it's like this is, when you're outside the locker room, that's what you miss. You miss the guys. You miss that locker room. But also that position has the shortest shelf life of any other position in the NFL. You miss out on 14-plus, you'll never, ever, ever make that back.
And by the way, Jay, there were a lot of rumors with Le'Veon Bell. You never entered that fray.
I don't do that, yeah.
Could I make the argument the Jets were the only legit offer?
You could make that argument. There were most of the teams were sitting waiting for two things to happen. One, waiting for all the smoke to clear and to find out what numbers they're really talking. And then two, to see if there were really no suitors because the circus was just too much, or what they thought his asking price would be too much. And all of a sudden he came all the way down here to the middle of the pack. So there were a bunch of teams who would have, I think, jumped in if his asking price came down considerably, even from what he got here, which is, you know, much less than what he was aiming for.
Yeah, by the way, I heard a lot of teams in on this, like the Colts.
The Ravens were never in on it. The Colts were never in on it.
I know the Colts were never in on him, and it was just a bunch of jabber on the internet. Yeah. And I,
no, it was reporters agreeing to get used by agents, and it's just, that's not okay.
Okay, so I'm not trying to be negative today, because I do think Odell Beckham's a blast in Cleveland, and he and Baker, it'll be fun. And I think Antonio Brown and Derek Carr, it's going to be fun. And I think Le'Veon Bell, absolutely. Sam Darnold's got a running mate now. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, there's been a lot of bad money spent. And I'm seeing teams like Detroit and the Jets and Cleveland and Washington and Oakland. The Colts have $100 million in cap space. Uh-huh. Maybe the smartest GM in the league. They're not doing anything. What does that tell you?
Well, that tells me is Chris Ballard's going to continue to do it the way he has started to, which is not throw crazy stuff out there. He's going to wait. There's a bunch of teams right now who are waiting for this week to end. As one team texted me, we're waiting for this foolishness to stop. And then they'll jump in on the remaining free agents.
Mid-level free agent guys.
Or there's high-end free agents, but they're just, the money's just so outlandish.
Yeah.
They're waiting for some of those guys to drop. There's always, every year, there's a few guys who find themselves sitting there midway through free agency going, hey, what about me? Like, what? How did I get left out of this?
Right.
And all of a sudden, you can get great value for those guys. That's what a guy like Chris Ballard does, because he knows I can build through the draft and I'll bring in, you know, players that will complement what we have. They don't have to go and try to hit a home run. They're already on the upswing. I think other teams are going to try and follow that same thing.
This is crazy. I love this. The free agency is crazy. Yeah. Do you believe, you said this about a year ago on the show, that this is just the new NFL? Is it because there's less practice time, so teams with veteran quarterbacks, they want veteran players in the room?
I think, you know, it's a copycat league. So the Eagles, when they won 2 years ago, people started doing the same thing. The Rams did it last year, and it worked for them as well. Until this ends, once teams start, there'll be another trend where all of a sudden it's just, you know, when the Colts win. And they go, well, we just did it through the draft, and we didn't really go spend big.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's a lot of teams that go, well, we want to do it with their model. You know, that things are cyclical in the NFL, and it'll come back down around.
Okay.
But you'll always have those crazy teams that will always go out there and try spend big. They make these splashes. It's like they can't resist. They can't resist the urge.
Well, Dan Snyder, Washington, mm-hmm. This is what they do. Detroit, historically. By the way, Earl Thomas has signed with the Ravens.
Yep.
Hey, I'll just throw this out, and you're not in the speculation business. I'm not even sure. I don't have a list in front of me of the best available player. Do you expect anything today to happen?
Yeah, there'll be more that's going to go on today. Again, because some teams are going to go, there's that mindset of, oh my gosh, we're missing out on all the fun, we better jump in here. And there's just the other teams. There are a lot of teams that went into this whole thing saying, let's not touch anything
right
until week two. Those teams will still just sit there.
By the way, let me throw this one out. I'll tell you a move I loved. D4 to the Niners.
You love that?
Well, I think the Colts, I'll just tell you what I believe. I think the Colts gave him a look. He got franchised. It was a little costly. But now San Francisco has their pass rusher, the number two pick. That's a valuable pick in this league, Jay.
Right. No doubt.
D Ford's a real player.
I tell you what, you talk about those value guys, a guy like Justin Houston, that's the type of guy who right now, his name isn't flashy, but you can go sign a Justin Houston and he could pay off really great dividends for a team in need of a pass rusher. And a guy who's, that's a hard dude. That's a guy who comes in there and he immediately kind of changes, you know, the nastiness in that locker room.
By the way, Kansas City played in the AFC Championship. They're favored, along with New England, to get to the Super Bowl. Everybody's accumulating stars. They let two stars go.
Yep.
So Kansas City is doing a little New England. They're on the beach.
And I keep getting people asking me, well, what's New England doing? They're not doing anything. They don't have to do anything. They just won the whole thing.
Yeah.
They just got to keep doing New England. That's it.
12
They've
draft
done this
picks.
The right way. That's it. That's all you got to do. Yeah.
I think it's very interesting. Kansas City let go of players, a winning franchise with a remarkable future with Mahomes and Andy Reid. His name is Jay Glazer, a guy that I totally trust and regularly bring on this show. Buddy, good seeing you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
You know, I like my quarterbacks to be boring. You know, I call it my bore four. Brady, Breeze, Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck. I like Jared Goff. I like Darnold more than Baker Mayfield. I don't get the nonsense. I don't get the bravado. I don't get the cockiness. I'm a big fan. It is interesting, though, to watch Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold as they enter their second year and see the similarities between the two. It's really fascinating to me. And I think both are going to succeed in this league. It's going to be hard for Baker not to score a lot of points with that offense. But just think about the similarities between Baker Mayfield with the Browns and Sam Darnold with the Jets. First of all, they both come into the league and finish below 500. Then they both, second year, have a new coach. And then both sign massive, big personality, big Odell Beckham, Le'Veon Bell, controversial stars. They both are franchises, Jets and Browns, with a history of chaos. Ownership up, down, they make their own problems. They also are in a division with iconic franchises who are very well run, Steelers, Patriots. And one more thing, both these acquisitions could implode. Okay, Odell Beckham has an injury history, and the Giants got rid of him because they didn't love what he did to the locker room. And Le'Veon Bell's been suspended twice, injured once, and I'm not sure he loves football. I'm not sure he loves football. I think he likes what football provides for him, and he's very, very good, but I don't think Le'Veon Bell's totally happy today. He lost $15 million. He's getting ripped by everybody today. Also, Cleveland's got Freddie Kitchens, a rookie coach, now having to deal with a big ego GM, an ego at quarterback, Odell Beckham and massive expectations. And Darnold's got Adam Gase and Greg Williams and Joe Vitt big, strong personalities in that locker room from the coach. And I think Baker and Sam, they won Twitter yesterday. And it's explosive, and they'll be better short term. But the NFL has this little dilemma. It's not a dilemma, it's an opportunity. You get a good rookie quarterback, and he doesn't make anything for the first 3 years, and you bring stars in. But some stars are more demanding, Le'Veon Bell. Some stars are a little tougher to coach because they're so gifted, Odell Beckham. And I'll just remind everybody today, the two best teams in the AFC favored in Vegas are Kansas City, who has a great quarterback, a great coach, and great talent, and New England, great quarterback, great coach, great system. So nothing against Jets. I think they're a better football team today. And nothing against Cleveland. Their offense is filthy good. They got players everywhere. But, you know, Baker and Sam, they come in below 500, get a new coach, get a superstar. Both superstars are demanding guys. This is not, you know, this is not Larry Fitzgerald or Calvin Johnson or, you know, low maintenance. You got big dogs in your division, Pittsburgh and New England. You both have a history of owners that muck stuff up. And I don't think Le'Veon Bell is actually happy with his contract. I think he's fairly bitter about what he got. And by the way, Odell Beckham reportedly is going to want to renegotiate his. So I think they're living very similar lives, and it's very exciting. Listen, if you're the NFL this morning, the Jets and the Browns 2 years ago may have been the NFL's most boring teams. I mean, the Browns may be the most fascinating football team in the league next year. And the Jets, you got to watch this. You got to watch Darnold and Le'Veon Bell. So if I'm the NFL, I mean, this would be like the Orlando Magic getting Kevin Durant and, you know, the Atlanta Hawks getting Kyrie. I mean, you just took two unwatchable franchises 2 years ago. I think if Cleveland will play the Jets this year in New York, that could be the most watched game of the weekend. I'm not joking. That you've got to watch that game. That's going to be unbelievable. So a big win for the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So we've got a lot of free agent money. This is looking like the NBA free agency. We got stars moving teams. It's fun. I mean, like it's Earl Thomas just a half hour ago signed with the Baltimore Ravens. So I thought this morning, because the big three free agents, I mean, you could almost say the big four, are all in the AFC. Antonio Brown, Oakland, Odell Beckham, Cleveland, Le'Veon Bell, the Jets. I mean, Earl Thomas goes to Baltimore. I mean, so the AFC has got stars everywhere. And I thought this morning, all things considered, where do I rank the team? Because I got my Super Bowl stuff this morning. Lord, you'd think Cleveland wasn't Cleveland. So here we go, 1 through 10, herd hierarchy. I believe just the AFC this morning with all these free agent moves. Number one. The New England Patriots, folks. 11-5, 12 draft picks. They don't have a unit on their team that's below average. They do everything pretty well. By the way, it doesn't matter they lost Trent Brown at left tackle because their first round pick last year was a left tackle. He got hurt. He'll start, and he's more talented than Trent Brown. Again, Trey Flowers, like him. Detroit want to pay him a fortune? Go for it. This, Belichick has told people, and I've got this sourced. Belichick is telling people he thinks he's going to have a significantly more athletic and talented team this year than last year. And we're still not sure Gronk's going to retire, and he had a very good AFC championship and a very good Super Bowl. New England won.
Number two.
Kansas City neck and neck. 12-4 last season. Patrick Mahomes now has a full season under his belt. I think they overpaid a little for Tyrann Mathieu, but he's a very instinctive player. They got Carlos Ride. Listen, I got a great owner. They draft well. I got Andy Reid. I got Patrick Mahomes. And now I got Patrick Mahomes with a full season behind him. This is a really good football team. Patrick Mahomes is going to end up over the next 10 to 12 years in multiple Super Bowls. Let's just not go crazy because they lost Dee Ford. They got Chris Jones on that defensive line. And this is a great defensive draft. There are a lot of ways to make up Dee Ford in late April in the NFL draft.
Number three.
Folks, are we paying attention here? The Colts went 10-6, finished the year 9-1. Andrew Luck now appears to be all in and healthy. They've got a ton of cap space. Andrew Luck had career highs in passer rating, yards. What did I say at the end of last season? I said the two teams to me for the next 10 years that are going to run the AFC are Kansas City and Indianapolis. Why would I change my mind? Andrew Luck's better than Baker Mayfield. The general manager, in my opinion, Chris Ballard, is the best general manager, or at least top two or three, in the National Football League. They got a ton of picks, finished the year 9-1, and that division is very, very winnable. Colts 3.
Number 4.
What, I don't like the Chargers now because they lost to the Patriots in New England after traveling back-to-back to the East Coast? They have a stacked roster, one of the best GMs, a veteran quarterback, tremendous pass rush. They had a great draft last year where all their guys hit. Unbelievable wide receiving core. I mean, they got bit by the injury bug a little bit last year in key spots, but why don't I like the Chargers this morning? I loved them last year. By the way, when I suggested last year the Patriots would beat them, you crushed me. Chargers roster's unbelievable. I said, I think they're going to go to Foxborough and kind of get rolled. And you shouted from the rooftops. This is a loaded roster with a veteran quarterback. I like them a lot.
Number 5.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Coach quarterback matter, I'm just asking. They went 9-6-1 last year, folks, and they were disappointed. They have incredibly high standards. Browns finished third, and they're throwing Mardi Gras. They lost 5 games by one possession. They have 10 draft picks. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. They have the best offensive line in football, and frankly, I like their young linebackers and defensive front a lot. You go ahead and sell your stock. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Arguably the best owner in the league. Yes, Antonio Brown's very, very good. They won't be as fun to watch. But you go ahead and sell your stock. I'm not.
Number 6.
I'd put Cleveland. I think Cleveland's offensive personnel is fun. But does anybody know if Freddie Kitchens is a head coach? He'd been a coordinator 1 year, kind of a goofball. And he has no power there. John Dorsey's running the show. Well, they got Sheldon Richardson. There's a reason Sheldon Richardson's always available. He's not a great locker room guy. Well, they got Olivier Vernon. There's a reason Olivier Vernon's available. Now, Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry are going to be really, really fun. Yes, I love their receiving core, and I love their running back core. But this is a quarterback coach league. Freddie Kitchens, no idea. Baker, fun, interesting, talented. But I don't think he's better than the teams I put him ahead. I don't think he's better yet than Brady, Mahomes, Luck, Rivers, or Big Ben, Cleveland at 6.
Number 7.
Houston Texans. I like Bill O'Brien. I like a lot of their parts. My problem with this franchise is that offensive line's a disaster. And Deshaun Watson, who is a remarkable talent, and I think a really good kid, this kid's had injuries. Could we upgrade the offensive line, please? Could we work on this draft? Just draft all offensive linemen? Do what the Colts did last year? I like a lot of components here. You cannot be a great team with an atrocious offensive line. And their offensive line, in my opinion, is awful. It's not even bad. It's the worst in the league. But I do think they were 11-5 last year. And I think Deshaun Watson, thank God, is the kind of quarterback that can move around and mask some of that. But he just took too many hits last year.
Number 8.
Ravens. I think they're the pullback team this year. Lamar was 6-1. Everybody's got footage. I think they're going to be more run-dependent than people realize. It's a good organization with Mark Ingram, 2 good tight ends. They have a better-than-average offensive line. They lost a lot of good defensive players, and I don't believe this is a franchise that's built to win shootouts with Lamar Jackson. Same with the Chicago Bears. This is a team that needs to win 24-23, 23-20, and they lost a lot of swag and a lot of talent. C.J. Mosley walks out the door. You're not the same defense. So I think they pull back a little. Ravens 8.
Number 9.
Jets. I think they've done a really good job. Adam Gase, upgraded coach. Sam Darnold, year two. C.J. Mosley, Jamal Adams, Leonard Williams are all three stars on defense. Crowder, the slot, Le'Veon Bell. They'll be one of the more improved teams in the NFL. They feel a little bit to me, a little bit like the San Francisco 49ers, where they're going to be better. I think it's very possible that the Niners and the Jets double their win totals. That doesn't mean they're going far in the playoffs. I still think they're both in rebuilding mode. But you can add Le'Veon Bell, a Pro Bowl guard, a good slot, a better offensive coach, a superstar middle linebacker, and not be better. And they, you know, they're fourth place schedule. So I got the Jets at 9.
Number 10.
I'd probably put Denver with a very good pass rush. New coach Vic Fangio. They'll be better defensively. Joe Flacco is what he is. I don't think this is a great team. I think this team will be around 500. But, you know, if this is the 10th best team in the AFC, it's not a terrible 10th best team. They're not in turmoil. They do some things well. I mean, they've got two. I mean, Von Miller and Bradley Chubb are really, really talented guys. So they create duress. They ran the football very well last year. And so I think they'll be kind of a boring, effective offense. But I'd have Denver at number 10. No Raiders.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Pro Day, Norman, Oklahoma, via the Coward Global Satellite Network. All right, Joel Klatt. All right, Klattster. Pro Day, Kyler Murray, the very small Kyler Murray. What's your big takeaway today?
Yeah, Kyler's going to be the first pick, Colin. He threw the ball so well today. It was effortless. He threw it as well as Baker did last year or better at times. He showed a quick release, great RPMs on the ball, threw it really well down the field. And obviously, yeah, this is just against air, and it's just a check box that you need to check off if you're some of these teams. But it is noted, I did not see Steve Keim nor Cliff Kingsbury of Arizona, but they are scheduled to work him out privately next week. That's what I talked with Eric Burkhart, Kyler's agent. So that workout's going to happen next week. Firmly believe Arizona's going to take Kyler. He was terrific today. Effortless thrower of the football.
Have you ever seen anybody have a bad pro day? Yes. You remember seeing a bad pro day?
Yeah, I was in Louisville when Teddy Bridgewater had his pro day, and it was not very good. It was one of the worst that I'd ever seen. And there are some that are better than others. That's just the bottom line. What you want to see really is not, is he completing the ball or is it in the perfect spot with the wide receiver? Because again, without a defender and without those types of windows, I don't really care about ball placement. What I do care about is how is he moving? Can he throw the football effortlessly, or does he have to have his body in order to create velocity and RPMs? Kyler doesn't need that. Like I said, it's easy for him. It's very easy. I think he learned that when he was a baseball player, and the ability to throw off platform, meaning you don't have your feet, you don't have your hips under you, and you can still deliver the ball accurately down the field. He can certainly do that, and he proved that at times today. When I was walking around behind Kyler as he was throwing, I'm just getting like little whispers here and there. I talked with a few of the head coaches that were in town that I know. And to a man, they were like, man, he looks really good. They said they were blown away with the way that the ball popped out of his hand in person.
The New York Giants, first team drafting Arizona. You said he's going to be number one. They're not there. The Giants are at 6. You think the Giants move up, or are you just telling me you think Arizona's taking Kyler Murray?
Well, that's a great point. I think Kyler goes number one. Now, depending on whether the Raiders want to move up with all of their ammunition or whether New York wants to move up with all of their ammunition, I think those are your two best possibilities, Colin, because they do have the wherewithal as far as the number of picks, including first-rounders, in order to move up. Then it just becomes, do they like him enough? I don't know if the Giants are going to be in that mold, right? I think Gettleman, the GM of the New York Giants, is such a staunch old timer. You've got to be a certain height. You've got to be a certain type of guy. That's why I don't think Kyler is as good of a fit for the Giants, Colin, as he would be for the Raiders.
I agree.
I've been told, and I know people within the organization, John Gruden loves Kyler Murray, and if he can, he's going to try to get up there to get him.
By the way, you know, he's only about, 5'9.5", 5'10". And be honest here, Claddy, he's a little small, don't you think?
Officially at the combine, he was 5'10 1/8".
I'm watching the video right here, Clatt. No.
Are you getting his height off the video?
He looks 5'9.5" from the video, Clatt. I don't know. Why didn't he run his 40-yard dash? That bothers me. Well, why wouldn't you? He's a fast guy.
It doesn't bother me at all. And the reason is because he needs to establish himself as a passer first. Because the bottom line is, you're not winning the Super Bowl by being able to run it at the quarterback position. I think it's just an added bonus. It's an icing on the cake type of proposition. The last thing he wanted, or his agent wanted, was that the talk of this pro day was about his 40 time and not about the way that he threw the football. Because he's got to establish himself as a passer first, which he is, by the way. When you watch the film, he does not take off after his first read or second read or third read. In fact, there's great examples. TCU comes to mind. I was going through the game last night. He's on the strong side of a read. He's got 3/2 defensively, so he flips all the way around. Colin, he goes all the way back to the backside outside of the numbers and throws a 12-yard out route from the inside slot. He didn't need his feet with him. He throws it over there, and I'm like, a running quarterback doesn't do that. A great passer does that, and that's what he is, and that's what he established today.
How about that? You know, I'm beloved in Oklahoma. I hope you said hi to my friends out there.
Yeah, yeah. To a person, everybody out here was like, oh, tell Colin hi. He's our favorite.
By the way, you saw Rosen's pro day and you saw Kyler Murray. Who's better?
Murray.
Oh boy.
And I thought Rosen was special. Again, this is part of the reason that this process, the draft process, is not my favorite. Because when you say, like, hey, I like this guy a little bit better, I think he's a little bit better, it automatically means that, like, oh, you hate the other guy. I don't hate the other guy. I love Rosen. I think that Rosen, along with Haskins and Murray, would be a clear top three in this year's draft. In fact, if I had to rank the three, if they were all coming out right now, it would be Murray slightly ahead of Rosen, who would be slightly ahead of Dwayne Haskins. I think they're all really good players with pluses and minuses in each category.
What about Sam Darnold and Kyler Murray? You have both those pro days.
Sam would be the number one quarterback in this draft.
All right.
Sam and Baker I had above what this class is. But, again, not by a ton, you know. And I think Kyler has the ability to have a more dynamic impact on his team because of his playmaking ability. Remember now, like I said, let's go back to the icing on the cake. This guy might be perfect in Arizona because they do have that terrible offensive line, and he's a guy that can avoid that versus Rosen, who needs a clean pocket to operate.
Yeah, and it's hard to revamp your O-line from terrible to good in one off season. By the way, Baker Mayfield,
right.
I'm not sure if you heard, we're running out of time, but Baker Mayfield got Odell Beckham. I don't know if you heard that story.
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
I did hear
about
that.
Not that big of a deal. He's kind of a...
And I love it so much. Yeah. I love it so much.
Yeah, he's okay. Well, you know, he's okay. He's got decent hands. No big deal.
I hope that they have, like, double crotch grabs. Just for you, Colin.
Joel Klatt, good seeing you, buddy. Fox NFL draft guy.
You too, bud.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids.
our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.